Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Antics. You are here tonight with Eileen Powers, DC Love, and our good friend Ryan is on board again with us tonight, so we are thrilled to have him. He's getting lots of practice in on doing readings. It's something I believe he's been wanting to do, and we've opened up an opportunity for him to join us here over the next few months and see if maybe at some point Ryan will start his own show. But for now, we are both on, and I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, DC Love. DC, hi, how are you?
Well, Eileen, I'm doing the antics have started a little bit early. Like on my end here, I have a smoke detector that goes off intermittently, and just been a little bit crazy around here. So I'd like to say, did you notice the magnificent energy with yesterday's super blue blood moon?
Yes, I have. It's been amazing. I know this isn't all that spiritual, but to tell you the truth, I've been at my job about 2 weeks less than a year, and yesterday I had my highest sales ever. And so that to me was pretty dynamic energy. That was pretty dynamic energy. And we have been here in Sonoma and Napa County, we've been pretty slow. So to have my biggest and best day ever in almost an entire year, I'd say the energy has changed up a bit.
The last moon that we had that was like that happened on March the 31st of 1866. So we're never going to, we ourselves won't be able to experience that again in our lifetime. I just felt the energy. It was just, wow. So everybody, you got to get ready now because the energy, is not over. It's going to last at least 4 months, and you have the ability to attract more love, more light, more abundance, and blessings into your life. And your angels are with you. They're standing by, and they're going to help you to become fully aligned with your highest and best. Ask for their help, and you're going to see how you move forward with confidence, and you will fulfill your beautiful divine life purpose. So know that any prayers that you have put out there, they've been heard, they've been answered. And now is the time to just open your heart and please release anything that no longer serves you. Have faith and trust that these beautiful, abundant blessings, they're on their way, and all your needs are, they're going to be met. So affirm to the universe, I am ready. Bring it to me. I'm ready. And I'm just so excited, Eileen. Like I said, the energy is magnificent. And, it's not over just because the full moon was yesterday. The energy is going to be with us for at least 4 months. So it's really, really going to be awesome.
Well, I believe that this is actually what's going on is an entire shift and change. And I don't think that energy is just going to be with us for 4 months. I think it's actually going to continue into a new stage and phase, and things are going to change energetically and not go back. So that's truly how I see it. Some a little bit of research of what I've been doing over the last month that has actually nothing to do with the moon, but just realizing that these energies are shifting and changing all around us. And speaking of energies at this time, one of our energy readers, our friend Ryan, is here. I'd like to bring Ryan on. Hi, Ryan. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Thank you so much for joining us again this week. We appreciate you being here.
I, with much love, gratitude, and appreciation, thank you for having me on again. I truly appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, until you find time changes, you're welcome to be here with us. How are things with the? How are you feeling about the energy and the changes, or the full moon and all the energy that's been associated with it?
Well, for me personally, it's affecting my chakras, and I can probably say that for the entire population, it might be affecting a lot of people's chakras. Yesterday, I felt a lot of pinching in my fourth chakra, my heart chakra. It wasn't very comfortable, but maybe a little bit of tweaking involved there, and that's the healing chakra. And many people would say, you know, well, and I think the energies coming into the earth right now are of a healing energy, and people may feel some discomfort as their chakras begin to start realigning and balancing themselves again from a natural perspective. So I think that's the universe or private source saying, we're going to do a massive cleansing, a massive attunement to everyone's chakras, and if you're sensitive to that, then you're going to feel it. And if you're spiritually awakened, awakening to that, then you're going to feel it too.
Right. Well, and one of the things that I've, you know, like I said, I've been doing some studies over the last few months, and one of the things, and it's one of the reasons why I made it a point to mention about you, Ryan, DC, and myself being healers, is one of these shifts that, you know, this shift that's taking place and occurring with us right now is actually a call for us light workers to actually work on help others to heal at this time. And part of this energy shift that's coming about for us right now, actually a opening of doors for those that those people that do want that light to come in and they want that healing to expand them and that light to expand them are going to be looking for light workers like ourselves to help them facilitate their paths and help move them forward. That is one of the things that I've learned in my studies is that we should be prepared to be open to that call, that shift is happening right now with this full moon and that it's not going to go back. That call is going to be opening. There's going to be more people looking for light in their life and guidance and messages, just as we do here on the show. In addition, sessions of Reiki and other healing modalities are going to be called upon from all light workers all around. So be prepared, boys and girls. We're in for a wonderful light body ride. So, anyway, we don't have usually our switchboard is lighting up, but today we're starting out a little slow. So I'd like to actually open up with, since we're talking about chakras and balancing, and I've spoken of it a few weeks ago and referred to it a few times, is that rainbow meditation. So let's take 5 minutes and go ahead and do that rainbow meditation, and I will guide us through it. So the first thing I want everyone to do is I want you to take 3 deep cleansing breaths to say, you know, whatever's comfortable for you. For people who aren't experienced, they might want to count up 4. For people that are experienced, you can take a deeper breath. So let's go ahead and take the breath number 1. And then blow that out. Make sure when you blow that out, you release all the energy that isn't serving you in your body. Anything that feels great, blow it out. Then do that again. Now this third time, when you blow out, I want you to blow out as hard as you can to get rid of any stale air that isn't serving you. Make sure you fill up your lungs with some pure, clean, fresh, beautiful oxygen. Breathe in. All right, now let's go ahead and just, you know, find yourself in a position of relaxation. Maybe sit with your hands on your lap, palms up. Eyes open or closed, whatever you feel most comfortable with. Meditation does not take on
any form of it takes on whatever form you choose is comfortable for you. So take on that form, and the first thing I want you to do is I want you to actually, this is an eyes open, unless you're just going to have a really good imagination, and then eyes closed are okay. So I want you to look around, and I want you to find something red, and I want you to focus on that color red, and I want you to, with your eyes, drink in that color, absorb that color in as deep and deep as you can, and I want you to bring it all the way down through the crown chakra and bring it all the way down to your base, the lower dantian. Make sure you seat it really hard in your base, and, you know, just like as if you're almost sitting on it. And make sure that that's embedded really deep into that lower base chakra. Now absorb it in, drink it in, just breathe in that rich red color. And let it set in that chakra. Let it fill that chakra with the proper energy and the vibrant color of red. And as you're doing that, look at it and watch it spin. Because chakra means wheel. And each of the vibrational wheels spin at different rates. Hence, why they have different colors, because color has a vibrational energy, and I believe that's what makes that chakra spin. So, we're going to move on now, and I want you to imagine or find the color orange. And I want you to look at that color. I want you to stare at it, and I want you to drink it in. Now, you're going to bring this color down through the crown of your head visually, and bring it into your womb space and drink that into your womb space. That sacral chakra is the next chakra you're going to fill, and you're going to fill it with orange. And just fill that space. This is where we, you know, pour out a lot of caring and nurturing is from this womb space. So fill it with that bright, beautiful orange, sunshiny, you know, like a piece of fruit or you know, something bright and orange candy or just something lovely. I just happen to have a beautiful box that is an orange color that I'm looking at and absorbing in that color. So I want you to seed it in that chakra and watch it spin. All right. Now I want you to imagine the color yellow. And I want you to drink in that sunshine yellow and bring that into right about where your abdomen is, your lower abdomen, I don't want to say the stomach, but you're just above the stomach and just below your heart. In that space there, I want you to bring that yellow color in, and I want you to drink that in, and as you do, I want you to watch that yellow color spin just as its own bright, vibrant self of bright sunshine, making us feel so good about ourselves. You know, that space in your body where when something goes wrong, you get that little twinge? Well, that's also your space of happiness. So fill it with yellow and make yourself happy with that bright, beautiful color. Now, I want you to look around, and I want you to find the color green. If you look out the window and look at some grass, that's magnificent, because not only that, you're connecting a little bit there with nature. So drink in that green color. If you can't see it, imagine it in your mind. And drink that color into that space and let it fill that heart space with that green color. Green is actually the color of healing, and it is represented in our heart chakra. So let that color green fill that heart chakra. Breathe it in and allow it to settle in. And know that as that color spins just right, that's not only healing you, but every time you pour your heart out to someone else in love and kindness and joy and faith and beauty and grace, you're also delivering that love to others. So know that loving oneself is also about loving others. So fill that space with that beautiful, beautiful green color. Now, I want you to look around and I want you to find that light blue color, that color of communication that is gifted to us. I'm lucky enough that it is still sunny out here in California, so I get to look out and look at the beautiful blue sky. And I'm drinking in that beautiful blue color, but whatever you can find that's blue, drink it in and fill that throat chakra. That will help allow you to communicate. And as that chakra spins, you will find that as you communicate with others, you are also learning to listen, because listen is the finest art of communication. Next, I want you to breathe in the color indigo. If you have on a pair of jeans, that's an indigo color. It's a very dark blue color. I want you to find something that's indigo or dark, dark blue, and I want you to focus on that, and I want you to breathe in that color, and you're going to breathe in that color into your third eye. And that's the color that's going to give us our messages. It's connected with life force. It is something that we just feel enriched by. It is our knowing. It is our intuition, where things come to us, even though we feel it in other parts of our body. It does enter through that third eye and is delivered to our a little portion in the brain, in the pituitary gland, and that is connected with the heart space that tells us how we feel and how to reach our own intuition, our knowing for ourselves and for others. Now I want you to go to your crown chakra, and I want you to imagine the color of violet. This violet color is ultraviolet. It's an ultraviolet light color. I want you to just shut your eyes and imagine that ultraviolet light color, unless you happen to have a black light in your room or, some sort of ultraviolet light. But breathe in that ultraviolet light. That ultraviolet light is divine light. Allow that to drop through the crown and through all of those chakras, so that violet light heals all the chakras. It's kind of like going under a violet light at the doctor's office. Violet light is very healing. They often put babies that are have jaundice under violet light because it's very healing for them. And so it absorbs through the skin and everything else. But it also is a light that helps all of the chakras flow and spin all at the proper rate and balance. Now, I want you to imagine a beam of white light. That beam of white light is not only going through all of those chakras that are now aligned, so it's very easy for that beam of light to shine through them, but I want you to send that beam of light all the way through down that base chakra, and I want you to send it down into the earth, and I want you to root yourself. Now, that violet light comes from above, and now you have just sent it below. So that you are connected above, you are connected below. That which is within is also without. So everything in you is also outside of you. Everything that is above you is below you. We are all connected in one space at one time. Now I want you to breathe in, three more deep breaths at your own pace. And at that point, we will be complete. Take your three breaths now. And we are complete. And with that said, I actually have a pretty full board now. So we are going to make sure that we move through quick enough while still giving everyone the best we can. So my fellow readers, just be aware that we do have a pretty full board and that we are going to be taking on caller, first one that called in today. And that caller is from the 708 area code. 708, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name?
Hi, it's Cindy calling from Chicago.
Hi.
I'm just wondering if you could tell me what you see is happening right now.
All right. Well, it's, we just gave you a reading last week, so I don't know if you made any movement on what we suggested for you to move forward and stuff, or if you're still dwelling on making things happen. Remember, you can't make anything happen, Cindy. But let's see what your angel wants you to know. Make like message. PC, what do you have for Cindy?
Hi, Cindy. It's wonderful to connect with you. I'm getting just, you know, you've got to watch your thoughts. You've got to be aware, you know, of what you're asking for. Okay? And I'm also getting, call upon your angels. Your angels, they're waiting to help you, Cindy. This is the time for you. It's sort of like an energetic release, Cindy. You've got to clear your energy, you know, emotionally, spiritually, physically, because I'm getting you have certain blockages. And your energy is sort of like, I see this plumber, Ginger's showing me a plumber, and she has liquid Drano, and she's pouring it into you, Cindy, okay? So she's going to carry that energy. And yeah, any kind of, you know, illness or confusion or any kind of pain that you have, it's going to be gone. But you think, Cindy, that's only half of the equation. You've got to get outside. You've got to, you know, get outside, connect with Mother Nature. Either that, take a salt bath, you know, carry some crystals. But you've got to clear your energy so that you can, you know, receive what you are truly desiring. And, you've got to be open to miracles to come to your way. Open your arms, Cindy. Open them wide. And say, I am willing to have miracles. I expect miracles. Okay? So release those emotions that are bottled up within you. Oh, my goodness. And I don't know if you're drinking enough water, but I don't feel like you're drinking enough water. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I feel like there's, like, fear or anxiety in your life. And, you know, some of it may be because of the people around you, so you've got to watch that. Okay? And you're holding in, something inside, and it is affecting you physically. So if you keep holding it in, it's going to get worse and worse, Cindy. So you have the power to just let out whatever it is you're holding in so you won't feel it physically. And everything will work out the way it should be. I'm getting, you know, just stay positive in regard to love. You know, love is going to find you. You've just got to be a little bit more patient. And I'm getting on, you know, another front, money is coming into you very well this year. And you're going to be a lot happier than you were on the money front, okay?
Okay, so you see money coming in?
Yeah. You're doing a lot better this year than you did last year.
Right. Well, I have a good job, but okay.
Okay. And just, you know, you've got to give everything time. And, you know, do not doubt yourself. And, Cindy, you are working very hard, so God bless you. You do deserve the money that's coming your way. Okay? Enjoy it. But on another, you know, aspect, to honor that light within you, Cindy, you are such a beautiful beacon of light. And when you let that light shine, there is no darkness around you, and everybody just love that light, and they want to shine as brightly as Cindy. Okay? So that beautiful light within you encompasses your passion, your gifts, your talents, your loves. And like you told us last week, you know, you do these beautiful meditations at night, and you are growing spiritually. So please keep shining brightly. Do not have any fear. And honor your heart and do what it makes, you know, do what makes you happy, Cindy. And spiritually, there's no more excuses, okay? You know that you're a light worker.
Can I just ask you one question? Does he still have a lot of healing to do? Do you see that
it's been only a week. There's only been a week.
We
spoke to you, like, it's only been a week on the love front. I'm still getting there's, right. You know, there's stuff that's going on. There's some challenges and obstacles. But I am getting there's going to be a major door opening for you, and there's going to be major changes, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to see what's, like, going on and what's holding you guys away from each other, and that's going to shed a little bit of light, and then you're going to see the changes that are needed. Okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and to Ryan, honey. God bless.
Thank you so much, DC.
All right. Ryan, do you have a little bit for her? We do have quite a few callers, so give her what you've got.
Okay, I'll just be brief here. Hey, Cindy, I'm just reading your energy field right now, and basically it's what DC said, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but not to be a negative Nelly here, but you're blocking yourself. You're blocking your creativity, which is associated with your second chakra, your sacral chakra, okay? And you need to speak your truth, which is associated with your communications or your throat chakra, or your fifth chakra. So work on your creativity, speaking your truth. And, again, I'm going to push you on this. Your sixth chakra, right between my eyes, it was burning up when I was listening to you. So don't resist. Your guides and your angels are pushing you to open up your mediumship abilities. Don't resist that. Just let it ebb and flow, okay?
Yes, I really want that. I do.
Let it ebb and flow. Sometimes the more you want it, the harder it is to get. So just let it ebb and flow, and
okay.
It'll come to you, okay? And that's what I have
for you.
All right,
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, it's my turn, Cindy, and I never ask leading questions. But tonight, I am going to ask one question, and I want one answer. I don't want a story. I just want one answer. What do you feel your life purpose is right now?
To be with my twin flame and spread unconditional love, to raise the vibration
okay,
of Earth.
Being with your twin flame is not a life purpose. That is not a life purpose. So focus on what you should do for your life purpose. Your life purpose is never contingent on someone else. It is only contingent on you. So if your life purpose is to spread love and you're waiting for some dumb guy to come along to help you spread your life purpose, it's never going to happen. So, but with that said, keep that in mind, what your life purpose should be. Okay? Because you know, I already know you know, Cindy. And so here you go. This is a major reading. This is one of the most major readings that I have laid out here in front of me in months. But I got to give it to you quickly because we do have a lot of callers. So, let me just move on as quick as I can with it. You need to do the right thing for the right reasons right now. You need to compare your old approaches with your new approaches and see what's really going to work. You need to join a spiritually minded community. I totally agree with what Ryan said. It's time right now for you to do that. The next card I have is Go Now. That goes along with this, you joining a spiritually minded community. I think you've been focusing too much on twin flame and, you know, blah, 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 and not focusing on your life purpose. When you focus on your life purpose, everything else will align for you. And until you do that, nothing's going to align for you. So what I need to tell you is you need to find a mentor. You need to take a break from whatever it is you've been doing, and you need to commit to your own spiritual growth. The card that I have supporting this major arcana card, I pulled three major arcana cards out of three cards that I pulled for you. So these are life purpose. That's why I'm being a little adamant here. And so the card that backs that up is one that says, you can do it. So, you know, this is like pushing you to really seek your truth, seek your spiritual growth. All that other things that you're thinking about all the time is not serving you. That's only serving your ego, and your ego is not happy. And then that's a vicious circle. Then, you know, you look try harder to feed your ego, filling it, looking for some twin flame that may never exist. You know, your twin flame might be you. Think about that. Your twin flame just might be you. You might be your best support. You might be the best person you could find for yourself. So then the last thing I have for you is what DC told you is to release. Let go of the past. This ending is what's going to make new opportunities to open up for you. You need to move on from what you've been doing. And the card that I have to back this up is Ganesh, who is saying, yes, all doors are open right now for you to move towards your real life purpose. Keep a positive mind. And the situation will ensure the best outcome. And that's what I have to tell you today, Cindy. I hope
okay.
you heed this message. Because this
all
is
right.
about
thank you.
You. Oh, you're
thank
very
you
welcome,
all
Cindy.
Very much.
Love you. Bye. All right. Our next caller is from the 608 area code. Welcome, 608. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, thank you. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Hi. Well, I really enjoyed your rainbow chakra opening. That was a great visualization. So my question is, Am I blocked anywhere? Because I know I've got a lot of things I want to do, but
well,
I don't know if there's something. Okay.
Yeah, let's let Ryan take you first and see, because Ryan, that is exactly the work that Ryan does. Let's let him jump in and see what he reads.
Okay.
Ryan.
Yeah, hi, Linda. Hi, Linda. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Good.
You said you feel blocked somewhere. Just give me a second here as I'm scanning your aura, your energy field here. I'm picking up quite a bit of heartburn in my and when I say this, I'm feeling what you're I feel what you're feeling. I'm picking up quite a bit of heartburn going from my sacral to my solar plex. So in other words, from the second to third chakra. So there's some heartburn, indigestion going all the way up to my throat. So there's something unpleasant happening right now, and it's going up, it's bleeding all the way up to my my third eye, your sixth chakra. I think what's blocking you is your own. I'm hearing the word belief system. You know,
need to let it go. More to let go.
Well, you know, truth be told, I don't know what your belief system was, but for me personally, I was raised Catholic, but that's neither here nor there. I had to shed that. It took me a long time to do that and open my eyes. But getting back to you, your blockages are more on the spiritual plane, but it's starting to affect. It's starting to become. How should I say this? When you have so many negative energies in your body, they eventually manifest into physical stuff. And as a healer, I can tell you that when you hold stuff in, it becomes a physical manifestation.
Right.
So. What you need to do is, from a spiritual perspective, you need to just believe in who you are as a person, Linda, and you need to. Nobody help. I'm finding a lack of words to describe this here. I have to talk quickly because there's a lot of callers here, but. What anybody thinks of you should be none of your business. I think that's what the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say. So go with your spiritual side. Stop and the critics and naysayers of you that say, you know, they look at you sideways and say, oh, Linda, you're full of crap, whatever. Don't let them
right.
get to you. Don't let them
okay.
get to you.
Right.
Look at your mediumship abilities. Because all that stuff is manifesting in you, and the chronic heartburn I'm feeling right now, and the acid reflux going up my esophagus, it's affecting your whole body. So,
okay.
I hope that makes sense to you.
It did. Thank you.
You're welcome. And one more thing. There's many tools that you can. There's many tools that you can do to alleviate that stuff. Okay, you can do your Epsom salt baths. You can carry crystals around. You can do a lot of different things. Ho'oponopono. You name it. The resources are on Google and YouTube. So learn to protect yourself. Learn to speak your truth, because your throat chakra right now is a little clogged up. It's not. Spinning as it should. So I wish you the best. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. With that, I'll take it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. DC, what do you have?
Yes, Linda. Hello. This is DC.
Hi.
Hi, hon. I'm getting that you've got to detoxify. And you've got to, like, sort of, you know, remove all the, like, the toxins of your life and your body and everything. And you've got to realize your body is simple. Okay? We've only, you know, we're only given one body for this lifetime, so you really got to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see yourself as healthy and well, and, you know, and you've got to love and accept yourself completely as you are in this moment, exactly as you are. Your body might not be serving you 100%, but it still is, you know, it is still serving you. I'm getting mm-hmm. that there's, like, anxiety around you, and at times it gets overwhelming. Do you do any kind of, like, deep breathing exercises?
A little, yes, I do.
Okay, because I would suggest, like, looking them up and really doing, you know, the deep breathing, because it does calm you down. It brings you back to your center. You feel more grounded. Okay, you've got to release, because in my back and everything is so tight right now, I feel a lot of tension around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel it more in the stomach, but... Yeah.
Okay, well, this isn't
going
to happen overnight. It's going to take time, but you've got to do whatever you can to, like, stay calm, okay? And, you, like you said, self-love is very important right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You really got to love yourself. Stay positive and be open to miracles, because I feel like even maybe if you went to, like, the doctor, I don't know if you did, but sort of I'm getting, like, almost the word, like, idiopathic, where they don't even know what's going on, okay?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting as well, you've got to watch, like, don't go out beyond, like, your physical limitations, because you could really get hurt as well, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, so I'm getting, like, your health is, it's reasonable, okay, but you can take steps, and these steps are going to make major improvements in regard to your health, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
So, yeah, but you've got to, like I said, you've got to start where you are, you've got to love yourself first. And realize, like I said, that, you know, this is your body. You know, I'm getting like a chalkboard and we're wiping it clean. And are there toxic relationships like in your life? Are you overdoing it with caffeine or some kind of food or anything? You've got to, like, you know, take notice of what you're doing and really, like, clean up everything, okay? And if there are any negative people, situations, you've got to get away from them. And I'm getting really thirsty as I'm talking to you. Are you drinking enough water?
Probably not as much. In the summer I did a lot, and now in the winter not as much. But yeah, I need to drink more. I can tell because I feel
thirsty.
Okay.
What about nutrition? Are you eating, like, healthy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have to eat gluten free.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But I'm wondering too now. Like you're saying, you're eating gluten free, but I still feel like there might be some kind of allergy to something that you're eating.
I'm wondering if I'm not coming down because of being gluten free, the dairy. Sometimes I get a stomach ache after dairy, like a little cheese.
Okay,
or,
well then just put for a couple of days and see how you feel.
Cut that
your
off.
Body is telling you what it wants, what it doesn't want, hon. And that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Awesome. Stacy, Ryan, did a great job. Thank you. All right. What I'm here to tell you is you actually need to protect the fruits of your labors, things that you've been working on. You know, people are going to try to compromise, but what you really need to do is prepare yourself for any challenges that are lying ahead. And, you know, just be really conservative about things, you know, taking care of things. Be persistent about taking care of things for yourself. But with that said, I also am hearing that there is going to be some newsworthy type things come along, whether it be an announcement of a wedding come along or a birth or something like that. But your friends really cherish you, and they are going to want you around to celebrate their great monumental steps in their lives. And so know that there's going to be something that's come along. It's going to be pretty big. Like I said, there'll be a wedding or a new baby's going to be coming. And you're going to feel really positive about this. It's, you know, you're just going to say, yes, it's just the right time for this to happen. I'm so proud. I'm so happy. So it's going to bring you great joy and happiness for these things to happen. I believe it might be the celebration might actually be this summer.
Okay.
But you're going to be hearing about it here very soon, probably, you know, in the next few weeks or so. So you're going to be the one to bring the fun. You're going to be the one to bring the fun to everything you do. Even though in this situation, you're probably going to end up juggling a few of the priorities because you're really talented at multitasking. So
yeah.
There's going to be a lot of calling you. But when you do, do it lightheartedly and bring the fun into it. Make sure that you take the time, like if you get overstressed or overchallenged at helping or, juggling these multiple tasks for this celebration that's coming along, know that you need to step outside and breathe. Take some deep, clear, if you get too stressed dealing with something, step outside the door and just take some deep breaths and clear yourself. Spend enough time to clear and shield your own energy, because if not, people are going to be grabbing it and sending you all different directions. Even though you're a great multitasker, you do sometimes get frustrated at too many people asking you to do too many different things in too many directions at one time. You're capable of doing it.
Right.
You are. It's not that you aren't. It's that everybody thinks they're the priority.
Right.
and so that clearing and shielding is you taking that step back, taking that deep breath, clearing out your mind so that you can focus clearly on what to prioritize first, second, and third. And then shielding is basically blocking yourself and being able to step back in and say, all right, I've thought about this now. This is the plan, and this is what we're going to do. And then everybody goes, oh, okay, well, maybe I thought mine was first priority, but yeah, that makes sense that the other person's task is first priority first. And so those are the things you're going to need to do, and that's the message I have for you tonight, Linda. I hope that resonated with you.
It sure did. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much. I can't wait to see who the news is from.
I know, how exciting. It's always fun to have new news. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'm going to put you back on hold and take our next caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Join us again soon. All right. That was Linda. Now, I've got to scroll down a little bit here. Uh-oh. Sometimes it's hard to find the next caller, but I do try to take you in order. And this is the one that I have listed next. 860, welcome to Angel Antiques. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, how are you? This is Amala.
Amala, welcome. How are you tonight?
Good, and you?
Great. Do you have a question for us this week?
Yeah, it's actually a huge question. Might have been with the eclipse. I don't know the residual stuff, but I have a lot of anxiety, and I'm calling on my angels, and it just seems, and I got hacked today. So all day I'm trying to reset my password. It's just weird stuff going on, and I'm just wondering, what's the message from the angels?
Well, I hope that rainbow meditation helped you. But let's see what DC has to say first, and then Ryan. DC?
Yes, Amala. I'm just getting, you know what? You've got such beautiful power, and you don't even realize it. The angels are with you, help you with that anxiety, and just allow them to come in and bring you the strength and courage you need to get through whatever it is that you're going through right now. Don't resist.
Okay.
Don't struggle. Okay?
Okay.
And if you need to call upon the healers in your life and the healing energies, the angels, the universe, you know, God, whatever it is that you relate to, call upon them, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, miracles around you.
Okay.
Okay? So
Call
what you say. Call upon the divine, whatever you resonate with. And you're going to see that, you know, this too shall pass.
Okay,
just go with it. But I am getting, you know, treat your body with compassion and pay attention to what you're bringing like into your body and into your surroundings, okay, when you feel like this.
Yes.
Okay, stay in the moment. Pay attention to, like I said, you know, are you keeping a sense of balance in your life? I'm getting, you know, the word moderation.
Yes,
and just,
you're right,
you know,
on
look at yourself,
yes,
and, you know, this is how I may be out of balance, okay? So
yes,
you have the power to get back on track is what I'm getting on, okay? You've got to get quiet. You've got to listen, okay? And I'm also getting, okay, you know, I don't know if there's like an allergy even, you know, going on. And you may be out somewhere at a restaurant or having coffee with someone, and you may overhear someone say, oh, my gosh, would you believe I'm allergic to eggs? I've been eating them, and I never realized that. I finally, like, you know, put two and two together. I have an allergy. So the angels are sort of, you know, trying to give you little clues. There might be something that you're ingesting as well, okay?
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so just getting, I don't know, I'm getting the word allergies for some reason, hon. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Okay.
Okay, and you've got to just, you know, get away from everything. Get away from, you
know,
like the TV. Get away from the computer. And
yes,
I'm sort of getting even people. There's a lot of harsh energy around you, and you're like a sponge. So I see a cell phone, a computer. Even negative people that you work with, well, you're like this little sponge. You're going around the office, and you're cleaning up all this energy, you know?
Oh, I know, the empath in me. Yeah. Got to have
and call
boundaries.
Archangel Michael. He'll cut the cords,
okay,
and he'll help you, you know, and you'll feel good again. And, you know, just know that, like I said, you've got to call upon Archangel Michael, because I'm getting, like, those that are around you are really draining you. And he'll cut the cords, he'll clean up your energy, and he'll shield you. And make sure you don't take things too personally. And I'm getting the word boundaries around you, hon. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan. God bless you, hon.
Thank you, DC. That was so helpful. I even feel at ease now. Thank you.
That was beautiful, DC. Ryan, what do you have for Amala?
Hi, Amala. How's it going?
Good, Ryan. Thank you for for sharing your wealth of knowledge with the body. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey. You know what? You know, try my best here as I'm scanning your energy. As I was reading and scanning your energy field, I got hit with a big sledgehammer right between my eyes with my spirit team. My spirit team thinks that's funny. I don't think it's funny because I got a big headache now. What I'm going to translate to you, that to you, is being they're asking you to wake up and to stop blocking yourself from being the true medium that you are. And mediumship is not a gift. It's an ability. I can't stress that enough. You have natural abilities, and you're ignoring them. What I want you to do is my spirit team always calls a spade, so I'm translating this. I'm trying to be more diplomatic than they are. And sometimes it doesn't work out too well. I want every time you get a ring or pitch noise in your ear, like the old 1980s, hearing test.
I hear that. Oh my God, yeah.
Every time you hear that, say you're in the kitchen at 5:55 p.m. You're slicing and dicing food or whatever. You get that.
Yeah.
It lasts for 30 seconds. You take a note of that time, and then you look up your angel card number. Okay. And there are some vetted and validated sources on the website. And I'm getting that you get that a lot. Sometimes
I do. I'm just surprised you caught that. It's like, not that I should be surprised, but I'm really like impressed. I don't know what the word is. I'm just, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what happens is your angels and guides talk at such an impeccable high vibrational, I don't have the right words to say this in the English language, but they talk so flipping fast that it's just it just comes across as a and it only happens for about 30 seconds, maybe a little bit more than that. Sometimes it happens in your left ear. I'm getting more in your left ear than your right ear, but sometimes you get it multiple times a day.
Yes.
So, when that happens, They're just yippee, wake up! They're shaking you by the shoulders, and I have a message for you. So that's what that's all about.
Okay.
So the combination of the sledgehammer that I got hit with four or five minutes ago between my eyes, which I didn't appreciate. I wish my spirit didn't do that. They're saying, wake up, Emily, and listen to us. You're going to go places. You're a very powerful light worker, and listen to our messages, because the rest of your chakras are fine. Okay, I will tell
okay.
you that I'm not feeling anything in your root, your sacral, your solar plex, your heart's in the right place, but it's the third eye that's kind of, for lack of a better term, it's not jacked up, but it's jacked up. Because you're not listening to them, and so that's why they're chirping your ears 24/7. So
yes, and I was wondering that. I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, because it's
yeah.
so like it's so powerful, and then I'm like, what's happening to me? I feel like I'm like, am I sick? What's going on? Like,
no,
and then like the
no.
little ego, the thought process is happening. So I gotta ignore
it's,
that. I gotta ignore it. Yeah,
it's not a physical issue. It's not a medical issue. It's a spiritual issue. So don't go be going to the doctor and saying I got this reason.
No, they're
gonna look at you sideways and say, you know, what's up? So no, this is a complete spiritual issue, and you've got a lot of homework to do as far as what they're telling you. And and your crown chakra is fine too. It's just your third eye. They're just saying, hey, wake up, listen to our messages. So I hope that makes sense to you.
Thank you so much, Ryan. That was so helpful. Angels give you what you need as far as the messages are concerned, and I appreciate that.
And once you start absorbing their messages. Your third eye is going. I'm hearing it's about they're giving me the number 40, so it's about 40-45% open right now. But once you start to believe in yourself and understand that you are capable, it's going to open wider. And maybe that's whenever I work on people as a healer. In opening up their third eye, they always get tremendous headaches. So don't be surprised if you feel a headache between your eyes. It'll go away. Take some ibuprofen, whatever. But that's your pineal gland opening up. So, all right, then that's what I have for you.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. All right. Well, what I have for you is that I have to agree with Ryan. It really is time to take action and allow your own power of creativity to come out. This will really allow you the luxury of the life that you want. That's not necessarily financial, but it is the luxury to live life who you truly are. It is going to take some clearing and shielding. So I'm feeling that some of those messages, you know, are a little rattled. And so by doing some clearing and a little bit of shielding for yourself, and then ask that those messages are delivered, you know, cleanly and precisely so that you can understand them, then they will come to you in that manner. But sometimes we've got to clear out the clutter of our third eye in order to allow those messages that we're meant to hear to come through. But just know that this is really going to be good for you. The other thing I have for you is I see a little bit of money coming your way. And it might be, you know, a little, it might be from giving somebody advice or, you know, getting some assistance from others. But I do see a very successful project that might even be career changing for you.
Yeah.
Now, I do see one little problem. There is a woman in your life that has just been causing you a little bit of grief or something like that. I don't know if she's a mother, a wife, a coworker, but it is a female. And I think what you really need to do is you need to clear and shield, and then you need to protect yourself with some crystals. Now, I don't know if this person does spiritual work and is, you know, trying to put her own twist on things towards you, but I do see, like I said, you need to clear and shield and guard yourself from this person. But you can get past it, but please take immediate action. Because this person is, you know, they're not serving you well. And then once you've cleared them, get away from them and stay away from them. Because you do need, like I said, where Ryan said it, you need to take action. You are your own power and creativity. You are an empress. Allow yourself to be that powerful person. Allow her to come out. You're very charming. You do have enough self-confidence. Let your passions come out and allow it. But like I said, get you, you know, clear and shield and get yourself some protective crystals and, you know, keep one in your pocket. And when you feel that that person, that female is coming around, just kind of put your hand on that crystal and just ask for that energy to shield your energy space so this other person will stop coming into it. I hope that makes sense.
It does. It does, and I appreciate what you've said about things.
Okay.
Everything. It just makes all complete sense.
All sense.
Yeah.
All right, great. Perfect, Amala. All right, well, thanks for calling in, and we will talk to you again soon. What?
God bless, and I appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Aw, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Well, sorry, I'm getting lost here in my switchboard. It does take sometimes, because I have so many callers on, to find the right one. All right, my next caller, let me find the number before I announce it to make sure I can pull them on. All right, my next caller is from the 724 area code. 724, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. Hi, this is Mandy. Thank you for having me.
Say your name again.
Mandy, I'm sorry. I'm coming down with a cold, so I apologize. Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y?
It's Mandy.
Perfect. Hey.
Did you catch it, Mia? DC, would you like to give me her a reading?
Yes. Mia, is there anything that you're concerned about presently?
Yes. My youngest son's, who you probably hear in the background, I apologize. His father, communication and reconnecting with him. His name is Chad.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting things are going to, you know, take a turn for the better. And I, too, have a cold, so I'm in the same boat as you. Big number. It could be like 2 days. I'm getting a number two around you. So there's going to be a positive change coming. It could be 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. But it's going to be a change for the better, okay?
Okay, well, my birthday is tomorrow, and tomorrow is the 2nd, so...
Yeah, it could be, just like this around you, yeah.
Okay.
So it could be. So that's a beautiful positive sign.
Getting
Archangel Raphael. Yes, and Archangel Raphael is with you. And I'm getting, you know, he's showing me that you're going to have beautiful blessings around you.
Okay.
And he's standing near, Mandy, Raphael is standing near a door, and this door is opening, and that's where the blessings are coming from, okay?
Right.
And I'm getting the word reuniting. So you may be reuniting is what I'm getting, okay?
All right. Any clarity of the lack, why, the reason for the lack of communication now?
We have too many callers to really go into like an in-depth reading,
okay. No problem.
Okay. So
no
just
problem.
Allow Archangel Raphael to come into your life. He's with you now, and he's just, you know, asking that you really embrace the healing energy that is all around you.
Okay?
Okay,
great.
Don't give up that beautiful personal power that you have. You know, just hold on to it and know that, you know, you have such beautiful strength, and you help yourself with it, but you could help yourself a little bit more, and you give to others. You help others with your beautiful energy, okay? Mandy, you are stronger than you think. And I'm getting, don't let others take away that power from you. Some can do it with words. Some can do it with actions. Okay?
Right.
You have a beautiful angelic team with you. They're ready to come in, and they're ready to help you. Okay?
Glad
so I'm getting, don't give up.
You're welcome. Okay?
Don't give up on until your miracle comes to you, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your words.
Expect a miracle. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan, honey. God bless you.
Bless you as well. Thanks again.
All right, thank you, DC. What do you have for her, Ryan?
Hi, Mandy. How's it going?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm fantabulous. Thank you. As I'm scanning your energy field here, I'm picking up a metallic taste in my mouth, and very, very tight, sore upper jaw muscles. Which is akin to clenching your teeth a lot and not speaking your truth. So what you should work on is, and when I say not speaking your truth, I don't mean to be negative about that, but it's okay to be yourself, to be who you truly are. And you don't have to sugarcoat things. Be who Mandy wants to be. And release those energies out of your mouth and just say, hey, this is, I'm going to call a spade here.
Right. That's a little bit of my personality already, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah. Once you do that, I think those negative energies will be released out of your body. I'm getting a lot of teeth clenching here. Like I said, the muscle right in front of my ear. I guess you can call it the upper jaw muscle. I'm not a doctor, but I think that's what that thing is. As I'm feeling it, it got really sore when you called in. I don't know if you wear a mouth guard at night or you grind your teeth, but you got some anger going on.
I do, yeah. I do grind my teeth, yeah. I wear, clear guards, yeah. And the upper one, funny you said, it's older than my bottom one, so that plastic is a much thinner substance, and it's, like, ready to, like, split in half from grinding my teeth so bad.
And that grinding is a result of a lot of negative energies in the form of anger. And I don't want to use hatred's kind of a strong word to use, but I can't believe this happened to me.
More frustration.
Frustration, all that kind of stuff. And what happens? It's akin to dropping a 2-liter bottle of soda on the floor, and then you open up, and what happens? It explodes. But that's what happens to your teeth. You hold in all that negative energy, and at night it explodes, because everything that happened to me today, I'm just gnashing my teeth and grinding my teeth because I'm so mad, angry, frustrated.
Right.
So what you need? Mm-hmm. So I let me try to offer you a solution here. Epsom salt baths is a good way to release negative energies from your body. The black hematite stone is a good grounding protective stone. And do some boundaries. So we talk about spiritual boundaries where, you know, you have a tendency as an empath to take in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay to tell people to go pound sand, but in a diplomatic way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, people ask a lot of you, and it's okay to push back and say, no, I don't think so. Go. I'll see you next Tuesday or something. So learn your boundaries, and this is a spiritual lesson for you. Okay, this is a big lesson for you.
Right.
In terms of boundaries, and I think when you put it all together, you're gonna find that you're gonna be gnashing and grinding your teeth out of anger a little bit less. It's gonna take you probably, they're telling me, 1 to 2 years if you do anything correct and do some meditation, okay? You know, and just know that the people around you mean well, but they're really pushing your buttons.
You think?
So, I always say that because, as the callers know, my spirit team always calls a spade a spade. So I apologize. I don't sugarcoat anything. Just take care of number one, and number one is you. Love your look when you get up in the morning. Go to that mirror and say, I love you, Mandy. You are number one. And love yourself.
Okay? All right.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that, all that. I really do.
With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ian. That was beautiful. Mandy, thanks for calling in, and give us a call back soon and let us know how things are going. Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Oops. All right. Our next caller is from the 630 area code. 630, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please? Hello? They'll be there. All right. Well, we'll move on to the next number. All right. That next number starts with a 407. 407, welcome to Angel Antics, and can I have your name?
Hi, this is Lori. Really enjoying the show. Everybody is so talented.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us tonight? We'll see what they have to tell you.
Yes, indeed I do. In regards to career, there's been some shifts that have been phenomenal. I was ready to leave one job and take on another, though the job that I was ready to leave is miraculously getting better. But I'll let you guys tell me what you see. It seems like a good turn, but I'm open. I want to learn.
All right. DC, what do you have for Lori?
You know what? The angels are giving you a thumbs up, Lori.
Oh, good.
Okay? And I'm also getting, you know, make sure that you're working from the heart, because when you work from the heart, you're going to see how money flows to you so easily. And make sure that you take a little time just for you, some Lori time, and, you know, and do something that you've been wanting to do. When you self-indulge a little bit, it opens up your channels of creativity. And in comes financial abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you've got to remember mm-hmm. that you're the creator of your experiences. So make sure you choose, you know, abundance, perfect health, unconditional love, whatever it is that you're wanting, hon, okay? And I'm
mm-hmm.
also getting the angel of miracles is with you right now. And the miracles that you want, they're only a thought away. Just open up your heart to receive, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And affirm, I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle.
Yeah, I expect a miracle. There's no shortage of miracles. Okay? So I don't see, you know, like there's nothing on my end that I see that you should worry about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? And just what I'm getting is, you know, you have a divine team with you. You're protected. And there's forces around you, hon, that are bigger than you are. So whatever you're holding on to that's fear, get rid of it, okay? You're safe. There's nothing to fear. The only thing that you know, that you have to fear is the ego, because ego is trying to keep you small, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to move forward. Whoever you resonate with, whether it's God, Gaia, universe, whatever it is, call out to them, and they're going to help you to go forward with confidence. Archangel Michael is our beautiful, strong, protective angel. He's with you, and he's going to help you as well. You may see yourself surrounded with this beautiful blue light, okay? Trust in the universe. Make a wish, because I'm getting, you know, miracles are coming your way, hon. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Ryan, what do you have for?
Hi, Lori. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy. I'm just going to build on a little bit of what DC Love said here. I'm picking up the energies of hesitation from you, hesitation is I don't know. Well, maybe I'm hesitating right now. So I'm sorry about that. I was just trying to be funny there. Maybe that didn't work out too well.
That was cute.
Confidence. Build up your confidence. And hesitation is a lack of confidence. And that comes from, you know, your third chakra, which is associated with wisdom, you know, and power. And also your communication, which is associated with your throat chakra or your fifth chakra. So work on confidence in yourself. You can do it, Lori. Build up that confidence. And, through meditation, do some yoga, okay? I'm picking up that you don't do yoga. Maybe you should try that out. I personally shouldn't say that because I'm terrible at yoga, but because I'm as flexible as a 2x4, so that's how that works. But do something to get into meditation on a daily basis and get rid of that hesitation and grow your confidence. You are a strong woman, Lori. Tap into that potential. And that's what I have for you. I hope that makes sense.
It does, sure. In the sense of I need to do more, but I'm very self-confident. Hesitation, I need to, I guess, be more aggressive.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
All right, well, let me jump in, and maybe a little bit more reading from your angels will help clarify things. So
okay.
I have to reiterate some of the things that were exact words that Ryan used. You can do it. Do some yoga. All right? Those are two of the messages I also got for you. So, you know, I don't know if you do yoga or not. Like Ryan said, he's a 2x4. I'm not much better than Ryan. But remember, yoga takes on many forms. All right? So, for example, I was in a yoga class one time with my daughter, who is a instructor. And we were at a fundraiser for the fires here in California. And, you know, all the people that showed up were actually yoga instructors. So the class was really hard. Well, I'm not even a beginner, okay? So my daughter lays me down. She puts this satin blue pillow over my eyes, and she says, "Mom, just rest. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Just rest. This is considered yoga also."
Oh, wow.
It is part of, yes, it is part of self-healing. So taking those moments to just lie down, cover your eyes, put your feet up on a pillow or whatever makes your most comfortable position, and realize that if you are doing, if you are serving yourself in a positive manner to make yourself better when you step into the next moment, that's yoga. So just know it takes on many forms. So when Ryan and I are telling you to do yoga, just know you don't always have to bend that flexible 2x4, because I don't do that well. So those are a couple of things I have for you, but I also have a couple of big things. And guess what the words on this one is? Huh. You can do anything. You are magic. What is happening is you need to take charge of your life. You can manifest whatever it is that you desire, whether it to be successful in a certain area, whether it to be create certain relationships in your life, whether it to find yourself a place of calming where yoga can take you. All of this you have the ability to do. You are a magician. Be magic and make it happen. You have the strength and grace that is needed to overcome any challenges that you face. So the next thing I have for you is strength. You have strength of character. You have the power of kindness and forgiveness. You are able to embrace the wonderful you that you are. That is what gives you your strength and power, is recognizing that you are powerful. So know that that is who you are. But I also see with this that you have the ability to create some very successful projects, and that those projects actually make some positive change in your life. And with that, I see also that, you know, maybe some opportunity for money to come your way. And with that money, you're going to also be able to assist others. So open your heart to love. Let that love pour out to others, because that is really where your strength is coming in. So be magical in everything you do and create and assist others, and open your heart to that love. And make sure that you do it by also taking care of yourself, because you can do it. And that's the message I have for you, Lori. I hope that resonates with you.
They did. It did on so many levels. Everyone's messages were interconnected in a very, very elegant way. I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right. I'm going to place you back on hold. Angel blessings. All right. Now, my next caller is from, yikes. Sorry about this. My next caller is going to be from the 732 area code. 732, welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name?
Rose.
Hi, Rose. Hello? Welcome to the show. Yes. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I want to know, what do you see overall for me, and how 2018, is it going to be a good year, or how is it going to turn out?
How's it going to line up for you? Perfect. That's a beautiful question. DC, what do you have for Rose?
I'm sorry?
Hi, Rose. This is
Hello.
DC.
Yes.
The first thing that I'm getting is that you are meant to be a leader. And when you step into that, you know, position, people are going to follow you. Okay? So really, you know, get proactive. Keep your intentions really high. And, you know, step into that leadership role, Rose. Okay? And I'm also getting, you've got to watch, are you paying attention to your health?
Are you talking about my diet? Because I don't think I'm eating healthy.
Diet and getting enough sleep. Like, you know, going back to the basics. And I'm getting, you know, just, because that's really helpful. I mean, I'm here in Pennsylvania, so it's a little bit cold. You can't, of course, go out and walk, you know, barefoot on Mother Earth. But I'm getting, you know, you've got to get a little bit more grounded is what I'm getting, and that'll help to stay connected.
Okay.
And just aware of everyone, like, in your life, your relationships, anything that, you know, that's going on in your life. And I'm getting, you know, you always want to maintain that beautiful, you know, foundation that you have.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm also, you know, the other thing I'm getting, you've got to let go. Let go of, you know, attachments, let go of expectations, and anything that you've been desiring that hasn't come to fruition yet, okay?
Yes, I see.
Let go and let God is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Because when we try to hold on, and we're holding on so tight, we're sort of, you know, we're sort of standing in the way of things that want to come to us.
Yes, that's true.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm also getting, this is a time of sort of like what they call like a karmic resolve. Okay?
Okay.
So you've had some kind of issues that keep coming up. And they stem from a past life, Rose. So the angels are saying, notice the pattern. You know, does it keep repeating itself?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And once you notice the pattern, you're going to be able, more so able to heal it. Then you could ask the angels, okay, angels, I noticed this pattern. You know, help me to move forward and help me to, you know, find a solution to this pattern. Okay, so you're going to get rid of that, you know, you're going to get rid of that, you know, that karma that's been coming your way. And don't think of it as, you know, negative. It's sort of like these are just lessons that you're going through for your, you know, for your spiritual growth, okay?
Okay.
And this is going to be an opportunity to heal, Rose, to live in the present. I'm getting the word forgive. Are there people in your life or situations from your past that need to be forgiven?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and just, you know, resolve that conflict. And then you're going to see how you go forward, okay? Once that is done, you're going to go forward. Okay, I'm getting maybe there's a little bit of something going on in regards to finances.
Yes, yes.
We're in the season of winter. Rose, winter always turns to spring, okay? And it's
okay.
Sort of like the universe is helping you to stand on your own two feet. Do not allow what you're feeling within to interfere with your goals. You can overcome anything. You can overcome your financial issues, and you're going to move forward, okay? And I'm even getting, there might be a change of job, you know, where suddenly you might change. And you've got a lot of beautiful creative ideas and thoughts within, okay?
Yes.
Let them come up to the surface and just think in an unlimited way.
Okay.
Okay, Rose? And I'm getting money is coming your way. It could be, it could be through maybe part-time employment. But I'm getting you're going to receive money, and you're going to be able to buy something big. It's not going to be a small purchase, okay?
Okay, okay.
And you have to realize you have this beautiful connection with spirit. It's a really, really strong connection, Rose.
Yes, that's true, yes. I agree.
Okay?
Yes.
So don't be afraid to express what you're feeling and what you're needing because you're loving and you're so powerful, okay? This is the time that you've got to speak your truth, Rose, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting at times when you try to speak your truth, it sort of gets you like, you know, oh, my gosh, I feel my throat like closing up there. You get a little bit scared, okay?
Yeah.
Just take a little time, breathe. Think about what you're going to say, and then say it, okay? You have your guides with you. There's angels with you. They're going to help you to speak your truth in a loving way. And in doing so, there's not going to be miscommunication, okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting, you've got to say what, you know, you need to say. There's maybe someone that you have to talk to. And in doing so, you're going to heal your throat chakra, Rose. I don't know if you've had any, like, sore throats or different things with your throat. But when you don't speak your truth, you can actually have physical issues with this area of the body, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to turn you over to Eileen and Ryan. God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
All right. Ryan, give us some real quick. We've got about 6 minutes left.
Okay, I'll be brief here. Hi, Rose. How you doing? It's Ryan.
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Okay, as I'm reading and feeling your energy field, I picked up a lot of sore neck muscles. My shoulders are high. You have, and to me, what that translates to, what I'm feeling with you, is that you feel as though you have the weight of the world on your shoulders right now.
Yeah.
Like you're, you know,
Yes.
You're the back of your neck, your shoulders are high. It's like you're carrying 100 pounds on either side of your shoulder, and you're doing it on a daily basis, and you're just on going on and on and on with it, and there's no relief. So building on what DC said, sometimes, and then what this boils down to is boundaries. Okay. You don't have to, because you're an empath, Rose, you don't have to absorb other people's stuff.
Okay.
Tick back, push back, do whatever. And when someone says, oh, I have this problem, that problem, the other problem, say to them, well, we all have our problems. People need to solve their own. And it's not, you're not being a jerk when you say that, but you're establishing your boundaries. Your thing is that you take on everyone's problems, and now you're carrying around these heavy weights, and you're so tense in your neck. I can feel it.
Yes.
So you work. The first thing you can do from a physical standpoint is get yourself a massage to drop your shoulders, okay?
Okay.
Drop your shoulders, relax your neck's muscles because they're so tense. It's like you got 2x4s for muscles. They're just like, I'm so angry right now. So get yourself a massage and drop your shoulders and learn spiritual boundaries and tell people, you know what, I understand you have problems, but I have my own problems. So if you solve yours, I'll solve mine. So I hope that resonates with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. And real quick, what I have for you, I have to kind of reiterate what DC said. There's been either an argument or misunderstanding around you, and there really is resolution that's coming forward right now. So be prepared to forgive and forget. Be open to really the other people's point of view and realizing that by allowing that type of compassion, that is really the healing power that's needed to ensure that everyone comes out of this harmoniously. And just leave the details of the situation really up to the wisdom of spirit and just allow that healing to happen. Just accept the other person's apology. It just really is time to do that. The fear that you've had around this is unfounded, and it really is creating the worst case scenario for you. So by allowing that, you've been allowing the worry to grow, and it's actually growing larger than the problem itself. And so you really need to, give that peace offering and release it, because you're making a bigger issue out of something that really was not meant to be. To do this, really take everyone's view into consideration and realize that you actually need to, in this particular case, rather than look at each everyone's viewpoint, you actually have to merge the viewpoints. And that's what's going to create that better situation. So take your time with, you don't need to rush. It might even help you to write things down, make a list or, write an essay about how you feel. This is what's going to open you up to really the freedom that you really so desire, to release everything that isn't serving you right now, especially this situation that you've been in that's just kind of got you under pressure. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you, Rose.
Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling Angel Antics, and call us again soon. All right. Well, that brings us actually to the end of our show, and I really did have quite a few other callers to pick up, but I'm out of time. So, DC, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. Ryan, it was awesome. Thank you again for joining us as our guest. And this is Eileen Powers with DC Love and our friend Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us here at Angel Antics, and I love you. Good night.
Love you, too. Love you.
And good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Love you, Ryan. Love you, DC.
Love you, guys. Good night. Thank you so much.
Night.